It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan. And Ben, you're in the belly of the beast, my man. Like, the major story in sports. Baseball may get turned on side of its head. The NBA may get turned on the side of its head because you got an owner out there in L.A. who can't pay his bills. My God, sports is about to change, Ben.
Yeah, hey, I'm in it, man. I'm like, I feel like I'm working at CNBC. Like, I'm not that savvy with finances, but apparently neither is the guy that owns the Dodgers. This is unbelievable what's been going on, and it's just next. Every day I wake up and there's something that's absolutely bananas about this guy, Mark Walter, and the group that owns the Dodgers. And like, he woke up one morning and realized, wait a minute, the walls are caving in here. This is not going the way it was supposed to go. And it's going to be absolutely fascinating to see how this plays out. He is going to need the ultimate guardian angel, Mark Walter, with unbelievable amounts of money to dig himself out of this, because the people that want the money, the federal government, they generally do, they're not very kind to you if you don't pay them your tax money. And he has not been paying the proper amount of taxes on these businesses in layman's terms, for like, it's several years he was getting away with this. And so he's trying to sell everything and keep the Dodgers, from what I understand. That's like the team he wants to keep. He sold the Lakers. He's in the process of selling the soccer team he owns part of. There's some racing stuff that he owns. Like, everything has to go except the Dodgers. And then you wonder, guys, if he's able to pull this off, Mark Walter, and keep the Dodgers, what's left? Like, is he going to be able to spend the money that he's been spending? And then are the Dodgers going to have to go back and be just a middling team again? So it's fascinating.
Well, how's it going to affect baseball? I mean, we're facing a work stoppage, a labor situation in baseball, and the team that everybody wants to bring down, the Dodgers, they're at the center of all of this. So how do you think this impacts all of baseball going forward?
Well, it's a big mess because it's going to change. The Dodgers have all this deferred money for like the rest of my life. They'll be paying these people millions of dollars in deferred money. And so everything, I guess, has been, as you've read and heard the same stuff, just try to stop the Dodgers. Like, the whole work stoppage is really, we got to stop the Dodgers. Well, what if the Dodgers stop themselves? What if, well, actually, the federal government, the SEC, not the Southeastern Conference, they stop the Dodgers? Well, then you don't have to stop the Dodgers. So then what do? You know, if the Dodgers are stopped by the feds, then what's the next issue here? So it is going to be, obviously, something to keep an eye on going forward here. And, you know, the Dodgers are like, well, publicly, everything's fine here. And privately, they're like, oh, boy, you know, we've got major. To think you bought the Lakers, this storied franchise, like this great treasure of basketball, and you sold it within a year. Like, you woke up one morning and it's like that day Bernie Madoff got, I saw the Bernie Madoff documentaries, and that he realized, wait a minute, this is all falling apart, the roof's caving in. You're like, we can't get out of this. And, you know, we're not quite there yet with Mark Walter, because, you know, we don't know how deep the rabbit hole goes, but from what has been said, like, it's pretty deep. Like, it's getting down to the core of the earth. So it's wild to think they were able to pull this off. And a lot of people here in L.A. have been talking about this guy named Bruce McNall, which younger people have probably no idea who he is. This guy owned the L.A. Kings. He brought Wayne Gretzky, the greatest hockey player ever, to L.A., and it was all based on fraud. Most of it was fraud, and he went to jail. And I remember when I started, I was a young lad in radio, and a lot of this, he was very tight with the celebrities in LA. He was at, you know, rich people jail, which is not real jail. It's, you know, or prison, rich people prison. He was at this place in Santa Barbara, and it was such a light, low security prison. They used to play softball on the weekends, and you'd see all these celebrities drive up to Santa Barbara from LA to watch Bruce McNall play in a softball game. That's how crazy that story was. And you wonder if Mark Walter's, you know, going to end up in there. At this point, though, it's pretty much sell everything as long as you don't go to jail, right? Just keep me out of jail, I'll sell everything.
Yeah, in fact, that guy that was the owner of the Kings, he was cooking spaghetti and meatballs with Ray Liotta, cutting garlic at the same time. No, I kid. Yeah. So I do find this interesting because I think this L.A. story is fascinating. And Ben, maybe I'm wrong here. I love analogies. It kind of seems like your couple's friend or friends that are married, and everyone thinks they're just happily moving along, and every time they show up to the party, there smiles and they bring the snack. But man, really, that marriage is doomed. and the real people know about it. And I feel like that's where the Dodgers are headed.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way today. We'll see if something changes here and if somebody steps in. Maybe the Saudi wealth fund will bail out Mark Walter or something. I started to think, you know, seriously, I was coming to the radio station the other day and I was like, who's possibly rich enough to bail out Mark? We're talking about billions of dollars, and there's only a
Magic
few
Johnson.
Groups that would be even willing to do that. One of them would be the Saudi wealth fund, who, you know, got endless amounts of money and all that. But yeah, the Dodgers from the outside, everything looked great. And there were people concerned. I'm sure you guys heard the same thing. This is never going to end. The Dodgers are going to win every World Series for the next 20 years, and they're going to be the greatest team. And, you know, then all of a sudden, well, not so fast, my friend, as Lee Corso said back in the day, because now you got this mess and the Jeannie Buss family drama, which we haven't even really touched on yet. That's going on behind the scenes. It is that HBO show Succession. It's living out in real life in pro sports, and it all happened the same exact week, and everything's related because everyone's in bed with each other, all these rich people. What a world. What a world.
What a world, Ben Maller. It's going to be awesome to see this thing play out, and I'm sure we'll have conversations as the weeks move on about this crazy stuff that's happening out there in L.A. But, I mean, here we are now, week two of three of preseason football. We're entering that tonight. Have you changed your perception on any teams based on anything that you're seeing in preseason so far?
Well, I read online that the Rams now have their next franchise quarterback because of the game against the Chiefs. But, no, I have not made any firm decisions on anything. I have watched more than I, you know, I always say I'm not going to watch these games, and then I end up getting suckered in and watching a bunch of these and flipping around and whatnot. But I mean, if you want to make knee-jerk reactions, Tua Tagovailoa will be back in Hawaii surfing by week six. He will not be the quarterback in Atlanta. We've made that decision. Shedeur Sanders will dedicate his life to TikTok fully after that interception he threw against the Bears for the Browns. So that will happen. The Seattle Seahawks secondary is so bad, they considered signing a guy who was about to go to prison for life, conceivably. So they're going to suck.
Mark Walters?
I love all these knee-jerk reactions. Why not? They're great.
Can I ask you this? Because I know that I'm starting to see a little bit more in the tabloids via X. Is LA getting tired of the Aaron Donald stuff? Like, all right, man, come on. Are you going to do it or not? I'm tired of the tease.
No, I don't get that sense. It's like background noise. And I think the consensus has been he definitely didn't want to go to training camp. And he wants to play. However, he's not sure if he wants to play the whole season. It's pretty much been in a holding pattern. You know, like when you're waiting for you're on the plane, you're waiting for the gate to open up, you know, it's like, well, the gate won't open up. And it's, well, why is the gate not opening up? Because he won't make the official decision. So, but people are just focused on all this other stuff. Like with the Dodgers, the Lakers, the Clipper thing is crazy too, with their owner being apparently allowed, if you believe that report, to pay off the players under the table and stuff. So yeah, it's like, they're not really concerned. I think once the season begins, I'll tell you, Dusty, if the Rams, they're playing in Australia to begin the year, if they go out there and drop a, you know, a nothing burger against the 49ers and their defense sucks for some reason, they'd be like, why is Aaron Donald not there? Oh, my God. You know, we need Aaron Donald. So like, it's one of those things. But right now, it's like, you know, you're paying attention, but you're not too worried about it.
I mean, this has to be the greatest time of your life in LA sports. Am I wrong about that? I mean, this is all sports, but it's not sports because it's like people going to – like, this is a giant documentary just way – like, when I'm your age, and don't feel offended by that because that's only like 10 more years, when I'm your age, I can't wait to have a bowl of chips, socks on, robe, watching. What if I told you LA went from winning 5 championships to spending 15 years behind the bars, Netflix?
No, hey, I agree. I love, you know, I'm pretty easy though, Dusty. I don't care whether the scandals are in my backyard or they're far away. I enjoy a good scandal.
You thought OJ was good.
Yeah, OJ. Well, I lived through that. I was the OJ one. There have been a lot of, in terms of scandal, I would think LA is like near the top for scandal.
Oh, it's by far near the top. Yeah. I mean, it's better than New York could ever be when it comes to the scandal with all the celebrities and everybody living out there.
Well, it is good. But I mean, I'm just saying, like, I can appreciate a scandal pretty much anywhere, whether it's, you know, the Mets were tied in with Bernie Madoff. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why they're still paying Bobby Bonilla, because they thought that was a good deal. Madoff just couldn't pay him.
Yeah, I remember when the Astros played in Enron Field, and
that's right.
That didn't go so well for them. But, you know, all these things are just, to me, they're fascinating. And it's, Yeah, it's cool. It's all right here, centralized. The Clipper thing is next level because I had heard, I don't know if I told you guys, I've said it on my show, I had heard from people I know around the NBA, like they don't want to punish the Clippers because it's kind of standard that there's the top 1 or 2% of guys get a little extra under the table. So if they punished the Clippers really hard, they'd have to punish the other teams. And and that's what I'd heard. I, you know, sometimes you hear things, you're like, oh, that's, you know, that's not true. You know, they'll punish them. And then that ESPN, who's in bed with the NBA report, came out. You're like, whoa, no. Right. Like, there's a the NBA ruled a couple years ago. You're allowed to do that. Like, that's crazy. It's
do you think there's a sports fan out there that just now still thinks all this stuff is real?
Yeah, I'm sure there are. I don't think they listen to sports radio, though. I'd like to think they don't, but maybe there's some person, some sweet spirit somewhere in the back there that's just got blinders on and earplugs in and just thinks everything's on the up and up. Well, there's when college sports, the NIL stuff, remember people, how many people complained, oh, the purity of college sports. John Wooden was paying people off in the 60s at UCLA, and that's how they built that dynasty in Westwood, and people still thought when they started NIL, oh, it's going to ruin college sports. The guy's been paid for my entire life and before I was alive. What are you talking about? Come on.
It's funny. I saw somebody over the weekend, and that was tied into some high-level college athletics, and I mentioned a name. I go, that guy would be fine today, and the reaction of just laughing and, you know, all this stuff is like, it's true. All this stuff that people got busted for is now kosher today.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like, listen, most of the country, people for years went to jail for marijuana. Now you can go down the street most places and there's a shop that sells it. But back in the day, you know, things change and evolve. But it is.
And Shoeless Joe Jackson got kicked out of baseball and then on the Field of Dreams while they have MGM. MGM. So.
Oh, I know. It's just, you can go on and on. It's an endless merry-go-round that doesn't stop. And I kind of like it, though. I'm enjoying
it. Fun.
It is
fun.
It is a good time.
Ben, who's winning the Super Bowl?
I want to know who wins the Pro Bowl. That's what I want to know.
Who's winning the Pro Bowl? Ben, enjoy week two of the preseason, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
One word.
First name is blank, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
It's One Word time, brought to you by Maloney's, the Sand Trap, and the Landing. There are three great local spots that have delicious food, cold drinks, and TVs everywhere to watch your favorite sports teams. From the Royals to preseason to the Advent Health Championship that starts today at Blue Hills Country Club. By the way, in case you didn't know, Blue Hills Country Club, Sand Trap, 2 minutes apart.
Yeah, right there.
So you get to the tournament, you've had a day,
America,
and you're hungry, why don't you cruise on down to the Sand Trap and get yourself some lovely dishes to eat out there. But today, if you go to the Landing, $8 cheeseburger and fries, happy hour from 3 to 7, live music on the outdoor patio from 7 to 10. And fellas, I don't know if you looked at the 10-day forecast. Pretty good. Pretty good. Low 80s?
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Hell yes.
So,
let's go.
Also, don't forget, if you have a fantasy football draft, make sure you go to those three locations. They will serve you.
Yep.
And those specials will be valid during those times that they are available. Obviously, if you went today and did your fantasy football draft at the Landing, $8 cheeseburgers and fries. And don't forget, the Blue Hills Country Club is hosting the Advent Health Championship for the Corn Ferry Tour. I'll be out there Sunday with our guy Wags. And then I'm going to cruise over to the Sand Trap and get me a little pizza.
Nice.
As you should, too.
All right, I'm going to ask you guys one word to start, okay? Do you guys get push notifications?
For a few things,
right? So I guess I don't. I don't want it. Just bothers my mind, right, to get notifications on the phone. So I turned it off, but somebody put up there, and if it's true, it's great. If it's not, ESPN apparently sent out a push notification at 10 o'clock last night.
Mm-hmm.
New Oklahoma State football coach Eric Morris shoots and kills an armadillo in his yard.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that necessary to send out ever, let alone at 10 o'clock at night?
Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine?
Yeah.
No, but it's sterile and I like the taste. Ugh.
Yeah. I mean,
erroneous is what I would say.
I mean, Eric Morris shoots and kills, you know, like, oh my God, was he being robbed or something, right? Like, if there was something.
An armadillo?
How did he penetrate that armadillo shell?
We never know. Like, what if a lion showed up to his door and he shot a lion or something like that? I'd be very upset.
All right, let's rapid fire.
What would you do if a lion showed up to your door?
Stop. Go inside.
call Robin Williams or roll a fiver and eight in Jumanji.
Call Maloney.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's rapid fire these boys. Head coach Andy Reid said this when he was asked about retirement. Quote, I know I'm on the downhill of it, so I enjoy it. One word.
Perfect. Yeah, that's exactly right. You got to look at it that way. He's got, what, 2 years left on his contract right now? Nobody's pushing Andy out the door. But, yeah, I mean, father time.
Reality. Chiefs assistant GM Chris Shea, this was him yesterday talking about creating cap for regular season.
Well, we feel good about where we're at. Obviously, the rules change a little bit when the season starts. Certain things come onto the cap that aren't there now. We have a plan to create ample space for us to be able to operate with those charges that come on and create some flexibility. We have lots of avenues to create more flexibility and more cap space. We may take advantage of some or all in the next few weeks, but we certainly have the ability and likely will create some cap space to get us into the regular season.
Normal. I mean, you got to have room to maneuver in case somebody goes down with an injury.
My one word would be like future.
Mm-hmm.
Never know. Might need a corner, might need a defensive lineman. You don't need Tyreek Hill.
That's like horseradish.
Correct. How about this Monster Delane getting some love from Ocho Cinco, Chad Johnson on Twitter? I don't know if Monster Delane has a Twitter, but someone please tell him I see him. He's one of them ones that makes your job easier as a coach. One word.
The word that I'm going to use is spectacular, because when you have a guy that played at a high level like Chad Johnson, he's a borderline Hall of Famer, but there's so many wide receivers ahead of him that still need to get in. He's probably not going to get in.
No way. He
definitely is borderline. His numbers were better than I ever thought. But, I mean, he's out there talking about that and seeing Mansoor Delane and saying good things about that. That's a guy who had a pretty good career in the NFL. I love stuff like that. That means more than what we say.
My one word would be respect. Or, you know, game respects game. So respect, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is some maybe unmerited respect here coming from Ryan Michael, pro football historian, statistician.
Never heard of
him. Through two seasons, Bo Nix has produced more total offense in wins than any player in NFL history, 5,809, breaking Dan Marino's previous mark of 5,703, one word.
Baseball, that's your analytics right there, trying to put a lipstick on a pig. Right now, anybody who does the first 2 years of a career is trying to find something that somebody is better at than Patrick Mahomes, and they know Mahomes didn't play his first year, so they always go with your first 2 years in the league, and that's why Mahomes never gets that. So that's the only way people can be ahead of Patrick Mahomes in categories.
Micro would be my one word. Micro. Yeah, I mean, to go back, erroneous. Taylor Witt had a great tweet on that. He said, first two seasons, so goofy, guys, you know, start midseason, all these things. He did 32 career starts, and then you get Kurt Warner and Patrick Mahomes, Dan Marino, Lamar Jackson, and the same stat. Yeah, Bo Nix ends up being 14th when you do it first 32 career starts.
Exactly,
has nothing to do with analytics. Has nothing to do with analytics.
It absolutely does. They're taking out numbers and telling you that Bo Nix is good when he isn't. That's analytics in a nutshell.
Yeah, we don't got time for that, but it is not. Matt Ishbia borrowed money from J.P. Morgan to complete the $4 billion purchase for the Phoenix Suns. He's the Phoenix Sun owner of the last, you know, 3 or 4 years only. He had to put up $4.6 billion in his company's stock as collateral. The stock is now down 70% since that deal closed.
Yeah, Dodgers. I mean, this is scary, too, because this guy's family's in line to buy the White Sox when Jerry Reinsdorf goes. You know, he's kind of partners in the White Sox now. And so what's happening in sports, man? We got a lot of this BlackRock stuff that's going on with these private equity groups that are investing into sports. That's what's going to kill sports.
Brutal is my one word. Brutal.
Yeah.
Silver.
Yeah.
This is your fault.
No, it's sports. This is what's happening in sports. We're watching it in baseball right now. We're watching it in basketball right now.
This was not going on in basketball until the last few years with the new CBA. Adam Silver has created this.
Well, no, what's created is the amount of money that people are trying to make off of this stuff and the money that they're trying to sell. And guys are getting into this stuff that are overextended and think they're going to be able to pay the bills. And then they get way too deep into it and they don't have the money to pay the bills on this kind of stuff.
16 players now have been granted a fifth year for college football.
multiple of these guys have played preseason games, have been in mini camps. One word:
stupid. Mm-hmm. Lost. Like, just we're losing the touch.
Yeah. These are the NFL markets that spend the most on merchandise. Kansas City, number one. Buffalo, two. Philadelphia, three. All the way down to 10 being Jacksonville. One word?
I mean, normal. Kansas City loves wearing Kansas City stuff. You never even need to look at an airport where the Kansas City flight is. Just look at all the Hart KC shirts. Just go right there. I mean, yeah. I don't know another city that loves itself as much as we do. So, yeah, that's I'm not surprised at all by that. I would have been shocked if we weren't number one.
Is Super Bowl one word?
No.
Okay, well, now it is, because that's why. Because you win three Super Bowls, right? You're going to buy the merchandise. You're buying the booklet. You're buying the football, the shirts, yeah, the hats, all, yep, that sort of stuff.
But yeah, really, let's start winning, with the Royals in 14 and 15, when everybody was wearing Royals gear, you know, everywhere you went, and then the Hart shirts came out, and everybody's wearing those. Like, really, the Royals kind of started that in 14 and 15 with everybody wearing the gear everywhere, and now it's just exploded.
Because I don't think the Hart shirts are part of the merch.
No, though, but yeah, they're Kansas City merch.
Right, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I would say winning would be also the reason why. Like, everybody wants part of that, you know. They want that juice. They want the Super Bowl patch on the jersey and all that sort of stuff.
Juice all over the place.
He comes up in about 20 minutes to defend his case. That is one word, brought to you by Maloney's, the Sand Trap, and the Landing. There are three great local spots with great food, great drinks, great specials, and TVs everywhere to watch your favorite sports teams. They all three have outdoor patio seating to enjoy the nice spring weather. And don't forget, the Advent Health Championship starts today, goes through Sunday. It is right down the street from the Sand Trap. So if you don't believe that these food items that we mentioned at the Sand Trap are money, go try it for yourself. It's right down the street from the Advent Health Championship at Blue Hills Country Club. And today at the Landing, $8 cheeseburgers and fries, cheeseburger and fry, happy hour from 3 to 7, and live music on the outdoor patio from 7 to 10. Coming up next, it's a sports edition of Smash or Pass, brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks, now with two locations, 95th at Nolan, 135th at Metcalf, and also Shawnee Mission Ford, on a mission to do more online at Shawnee Mission Ford. We'll do it next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Noah Williams, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for the Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan.